Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something, something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 97 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 7 p.m., but sometimes at 8 p.m. when people are late and stuff happens. How the fuck are you?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Nice.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Better than you, it sounds like.
No, I'm awesome. And it's fucking Friday.
And we only have three more episodes to go.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Fuck yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to the fucking Friday show. Three more episodes and we're at 100.
And we're
amazing.
There.
Did you ever think back when we started doing this, man, 100, what would it be
fuck,
like?
I would have, back then, thinking
we were
about
stoked
it, I
to
was going to be surprised that if we made it to like 50.
I know, we were stoked. I remember like listening back to some of them and like episode 25, we're like, yeah, quarter way to 100, woo! And then like 50 and now like 75. And
it'll be nice to get to 100 because then we can stop being like, yeah, it's episode whatever, because I'm sure they're sick of hearing it.
That's more for us. Because it's like, man, I don't even think of it really as episodes. It's like over 100 hours of just us talking shit.
And people listening to it.
I know, and being like, here's some money. You guys talk awesome.
We are pretty good at talking.
And then not even just the fact that, I mean, that's crazy that we've been talking for this long.
Yeah, and but recording it.
If you go back and like, you know, we do the news stories and stuff, but at the beginning of the show, I talk about stuff, you know, that happens to me and sometimes stupid shit that you do, and that leads into other things.
Right.
And it's like, man, in 100 episodes, over 100 hours, can you imagine all of the different topics that we've covered in this show?
All the things that we've talked about and that happened to us.
All the issues, all the fucking important life-changing things.
It's like a catalog of our lives.
Kind
of. Like, we can just look back at our lives by listening to these episodes.
I know. I almost need to start, like, reaching back into my past each show and bringing up like one thing that happened.
Yeah.
So then when I'm like in my 60s, getting ready to die at 65, like a good person, like a good American should die when you turn 65, I can go back and listen to the shows and write down all that shit, and boom, there's my my autobiography published. Pay me. My memoirs, if you will.
Right, because we'll be famous by then.
Right, yeah.
So people will pay for that shit.
For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys are listening to the live show, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out at. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you type shit that we read on the show. So I just had a couple things before we get into some other shit here. I was kind of, you know, driving around today, working and stuff, doing my Friday water route, and me
doing
and,
your thing.
Yeah, doing my thing, you know, nothing but chicken wing all day. Me and the salt guy met up, and we burned one down and shit. And when I smoke weed when I'm at work and I'm driving around, I get really, really introspective. Like, I will just start thinking about myself and my life and, like, what I've done and what I'm doing and shit like that. And, you know, then I go into offices and, hi, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. 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 No, it's good. It's all good. And then I go back out and I go back. And, you know, today I was thinking, it's my birthday in a couple weeks, October 22nd. Thejamhole.com/donate, $10 t-shirts until October 22nd.
Which is really close now.
Right. You guys got a couple more weeks to get your pre-order shirts in.
Do it.
We will have the shirts in stock, like physically here, sometime after the 15th. So he said it'd take him probably like 4 days to get them all done and shit. So
that's pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll get them all paid for on the 15th and stuff. But so I'm thinking, you know, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be 28 years old. And I don't know, like, what to really compare that to. I don't feel like I'm 28. Like,
why do you need to compare it to anything?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I was just kind of thinking, like, where are other people, or normally, like, where are you supposed to be in your life when you're 28? Like, I'm thinking you're almost 30. I don't feel 30. I don't think I really look 30. I can still pass as, like, 19 usually.
I didn't know
I
there was really, like, any place you're supposed to be at certain ages.
Well,
I thought
no,
that
I'm
was
just
kind of an individual thing.
Well, yeah, it is. And no,
I mean,
more
you're wherever you want to be, I would
well,
hope.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, more so now it is an individual thing. But I'm saying, like, when our parents were growing up and their parents were growing up,
right,
there was a certain pattern. You know, you would go to school.
Like steps you would go through.
Right, you would graduate high school. You would maybe take a year off if you could.
Yeah, and
if
go
not,
to college.
You'd go to college. After that, you would get a job. After that, you would get married. After that, you would have kids.
Right.
Then you work, you retire, you die.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I was just kind of thinking, like, where are other people at when they're 28? Because, like, I don't want any kids. I don't have any kids. A lot of the people that are my age that I went to school with, they all have jobs and they have families and they have kids.
Because they fell for the trick of society.
Is that what it is? Like, am I just ahead? Or
you're ahead
I
of
just
the game because you're like, I'm thinking. See, because now that you're older and you have a job, it's like, instead of spending all this money on those kids, you're like, I can just buy cool shit.
I can do a show.
I can just do whatever I want.
I can talk about it and everything. Yeah, I don't know. It was just something I was stoned and thinking about, and I was just, I didn't feel like bad about it. I was almost kind of happy about it because a lot of my friends, you know, where they're at,
right,
they don't seem very happy. Now, like, they
how
almost
many people are happy being married with kids?
I don't know.
Being broke all the time.
Like,
just
don't
miserable, stuck with these crazy people all day.
I don't really hang out with them. Like, even back when all they used to do, like, they would all go to bars and shit. And then, you know, they get married and settle down. So now it takes like a special occasion to get them out. And then they do it. And when they're out, it just seems like they're all just, all they talk about is like, oh, work sucks. My wife's a cunt. I hate my kids. What are you doing then?
Plus,
just kill yourself, you know?
They don't really have the money to go out that much anymore when they have, you know, five fucking kids or whatever.
Right, and, like, my whole thing when I was growing up was, like, the whole routine thing. Like, I tried to do anything I possibly could to not be in a monotonous routine. Like, yeah. I would get fired from jobs because I would just get so sick of the same thing every day. And mm-hmm. I would just try and change it up. And, like, now it's like I'm kind of stuck in a routine, but I have this show. So it's, and
well,
granted,
the show is the routine. But
now,
it's something
but
you don't get sick of.
It's something I enjoy doing. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I have to go wash. Kitty! God damn it. Fuck you up. Excuse me. Excuse my cat. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? She just attacked me.
Yeah, she just comes and just fucks with you.
Like, you got beef? My whole crew got beef, bitch. Let's barbecue.
Let's go. Bring it. Let's take this outside.
Look at that. She's just eyeing me like, I'll get... Really? Go. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Beat that pussy.
Gotcha, bitch.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was just... It was just something I was thinking about. And it's like, you know, it doesn't seem like I'm where... I don't know, like maybe the powers that be, you know, government right. and, you know, normal everyday societal structure would want me to be at.
But which isn't the place you would want to be, though.
Right, because it is, like Paulo was saying, it's all individual, patterns yeah. suck and stuff, but it's
yeah,
like
everyone's just following the way they want you to be brainwashed to live, so you're just a mindless zombie.
But
like,
that's what I don't get. Is it because I didn't grow up watching TV? Like, I did when I was a child, but ever since I was, like, 16, I didn't watch TV. Is that maybe some of it? Like,
I don't know.
The people that grew up more with TV kind of got into that whole mindset.
That might have something to do with it, because generally those kind of people aren't, you know, really bright thinkers. They're more just
do duh. What you're told, yeah, do what your parents right. told you to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they just do what they're told, and then when they're not doing what they're told, they're sitting in front of a TV being right. distracted from, you know, thinking about stuff
right.
and figuring
it's
things
like,
out.
It's like the whole marriage thing. Like, I just never thought that, like, to legally get married, that it was a great idea. And, you know, our parents did it, their parents before that did it, because it was a deep-seated tradition. And yeah. it's like, I'm not into that. Like, if yeah. I love a girl and she loves me, like, that's all we need. Right. Unless there's some serious tax break, there's no reason
right.
to involve the government in your fucking love life. Like, I just mm-hmm. don't see it. And unless you're
And then if, you know, you do ever decide you need to break up because it's just not working, you don't have
later
to,
dude.
Yeah, you just it's so much simpler. It's like just right. less painful.
And that's what I was going to say. It's maybe a lot of people do it because they're insecure and they're like, "Oh, I don't want you. We've said this before. I don't want you finding somebody better, so now I got you. Sign this piece of paper. Now you're mine. And if you want to leave me, not only am I going to take half your shit, but it's going to be a pain in your fucking
right.
ass.
And you're going to be even more miserable."
Yeah. So awesome. I don't know. I was just, am I where I should be? Am I okay?
Are you happy with where you're
yeah,
at 28?
I'm totally happy.
Well, then that's where you should be.
Okay. Well, fuck it then. Never mind. Scratch the past 12 minutes of the show minus the genitalia.
Oh, you figured something out.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, you know, you get stoned and you start thinking about things. And right. it was just because it was mostly because everyone that I know that's my age or older is mm-hmm. in that part. And it's like, did I get left behind or am I just
doing my own
thing?
Well, no, you're looking at it the fact that everyone expects you to be at a certain place, but you aren't there because you don't want to be
there.
Well,
and that's the thing. It was the whole thinking, like, if patterns are so bad, why does everybody do it? Like,
they're
sheep. Is that it, though?
I'm pretty sure. Just because they're following, you know, the herd.
Yeah,
that's
what
people just copy everything.
If getting married sucks so bad and everyone knows, okay, after, you know, it's great at first, obviously, because you get presents and you get a vacation called right. the honeymoon, and if she's a virgin, you finally get to fuck her and all that shit. But if you know after 5 years it's going to be miserable,
well,
then why are you all doing it?
People do know that.
That's what I'm saying. Then why are you doing it?
Because
they're
following the herd.
Is that all it is? We're just one huge herd mentality?
People aren't that smart.
Well, that sucks. So speaking of people that aren't that smart, going around lately, because I'm in town a lot and I drive around, you know, not just for work, but, you know, going places here and there, I've been noticing this a lot. And it goes kind of along the lines of stupid bumper stickers. But have you noticed all of these people on their cars, they have McCain and Palin or yeah. Obama or
Ron Paul or whatever.
Right. And it just seems weird. It's like, I remember when Bush got elected and he fucked everything up. And now it's like, you have a tag on your car saying, "Hey, look at me, this guy right here. I helped fuck our world up."
Yeah.
It's like,
sweet.
You can point them out by their cars. But, excuse my face. But also, it seems weird that you're putting this thing on your car, not only to show people who you're voting for, mm-hmm. but it's like, this only happens every 4 years. So say in 5 years after this is over, is that relevant anymore?
Well, look at all the Bush, like, and Cheney bumper stickers I still see.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, why would you do that?
Because they still like them, I guess.
Well, yeah, but
you like, represent.
It just seems weird that it's such a non-permanent thing that, and you're putting this sticker that's not ever going to come off. And it's like the elections only happen every 4 years. So why would you, like, I can see the signs in people's yards. Those can just come out. But when you put a sticker on your car, like the jam hole
stickers. Well, you can take it off. I mean.
Sometimes they peel paint off and shit. And,
well, then you put the new person you're voting for.
Is that it? I don't know. Or maybe
they don't even peel it off. They just keep stacking them on top of each other, so it's like, they're just sticking out like two inches.
Like your registration tags. You just keep putting them on top. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems stupid. And now it's like, if McCain and Palin get elected, McCain dies, Palin takes over, and that starts the apocalypse, now we can go around and kill everyone with a sticker on their car.
We know who to go for.
It's like, hey, thanks, guys. Yeah. You know, way to help us out here.
Right. Just fucking paint a bullseye on your head.
Yeah, and I've been seeing those around so much.
It's like, getting ridiculous.
I think McCain wins Montana.
Oh, for sure.
It's sad to say. But almost from thinking the other side of it, I'm kind of glad. Like we were talking about before, I hope he gets elected, and I hope he dies, and I hope she takes over, and I hope she just fuck shit up. I hope other countries are waiting. Other countries are casting their absentee ballots.
Wait, how old is Sarah Palin?
I don't know. She's got to be in her 40s or 50s.
Has she gone through menopause yet?
I sure fucking hope not. I hope she's saving it for her fucking second year in office. But I'm just saying, like, you know, as soon as she gets into office, Russia and China,
all those countries, everything.
Yeah, they're going to be like, now it is our turn.
Shit is
going to get fucked up, and I am really looking forward to it. Like,
yeah,
that will talking about
are,
the
is
whole.
Are we going to be liberated?
Who will liberate the liberators? That's weird. You know, there's a sex toy called the Liberator.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Honda has one. I heard. I was listening to bits and pieces of the 74-hour podcast because they're in Israel now, or going to London or whatever for their live show. And yeah, this guy's been putting up their. Cutting them up into episodes, and they were talking about that today. I was like, wow, Liberator, nice. So in my travels, I picked up a few more pamphlets again, and you know, we had a lot of fun reading these pamphlets from when we went to the mall and wrote down the first five things we saw that made us want to kill people.
Right.
Yeah. So
are these from the mall as well?
No, these are from there's a building I deliver to, and there's a couple of hypnotherapy place. Hmm. And they're
is that in this town?
Yeah, in Kalispell. Oh. And there was just some paperwork I saw that kind of caught my eye, and it says hypnosis for kids. And that just seemed kind of
just what they need.
Weird. It's like, do you want to hypnotize your kid? Like,
I thought priests were bad.
Right. And I was thinking, like, is the parent there the whole time? Or are they like,
negative.
Okay, go out.
Yeah, we got these privacy laws.
Right. And then every night at 10 o'clock, their kid wakes up and, like, goes outside for some reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, the guy's out there. He's right. Like, look into my eyes. Not around. Look in the, like Little Britain. You ever seen that show?
Yeah.
So, problems of children that hypnotic methods can resolve. So if your child has any of these problems, we can actually hypnotize them into not having these problems. How amazing is that?
That's pretty amazing.
So
what would you consider? I mean, does the problem have to be on this pre-existing list? Or can you just be like, you know, whenever I try and fuck my kid in the ass, he struggles. Can you hypnotize him so he won't do that?
He starts crying. Can you make him not cry?
Yeah, every time we go to church and the priest comes and takes his hand and takes him to the other room, he just starts crying. And I would really like that to stop happening.
I'm getting real sick of that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's on here. Maybe. We'll see. Rebellious conduct or disruptiveness.
So that would count.
aren't all kids like that, though?
Isn't that just being a kid?
Growing up? Like, yeah, hey, like, don't smoke pot. What? Smoke pot? Okay.
Yeah. Like, don't tell me to do something. I better go do that.
Low grades. So you can actually hypnotize your child into being smarter.
Whoa.
That's fucking cool.
That's pretty good.
Like, you go in there with your retarded son. Can you... Do you heal Down syndrome? And can you do anything about that forehead? Because it's fucking out of control.
Oh, my God.
Like, really low grades? Like, you can... Wow, I'm going to get A's now. I don't know how, but I'm going to.
You're just going to be smarter?
The kid, like, learns how to cheat or something.
Maybe what it is, it's just... Kids that are already smart, that are just slacking off and not doing their work, hypnotizes them into wanting to do it, maybe.
Okay, well, reading problems is the next one. So that's kind of, your kid's dumb, he gets low grades, and right. He doesn't know how to
He's
read.
He's illiterate as fuck.
One session with the hypnotherapist, and he comes out fucking Stephen Hawking. Here, yeah. Like, oh, I can read and write, and I'm a poet now.
Oh, and I'm a physicist.
Oh, and I got my bachelor's in law, so if you ever get in any trouble, come see me. Kid's like 8 years old. That's pretty sweet. Can you hypnotize me with a college degree? Because that would be handy.
Yeah. Can I just skip the whole college part and you just hypnotize me to have it now?
Right. Can you hypnotize me to be a billionaire?
Yes.
Because that would be sweet
shit. I would enjoy.
Test anxiety, dealing with bullies. So that's like the whole retard thing. The kid comes out, the kid goes in, he's all nerdy, scrawny, glasses, mm-hmm. like just a
they
nerd.
They can hypnotize you into not being a pussy anymore.
But like they just put the thoughts in his head, so the little scrawny kid goes up to the bully and punches him,
right.
And then just gets
just
his
get
fucking
killed.
Ass.
Just fucking the smackdown on his face.
Just gets beat down.
God, that's not gonna go.
They're
God.
Like, so can you hypnotize the black eyes off of
right.
him?
Right. Can you hypnotize him some muscle?
Right. writing difficulties. So we can hypnotize your child to read, write, other language difficulties. You go in knowing barely any English. You come out speaking French, Spanish, German.
That's
what do you
crazy.
Want? We got the whole Rosetta Stone
here. Why don't
Stone
we just
here.
Not do school?
I know.
Just hypnotize them.
Why
it's so much quicker.
That's what school should be from now on.
Just hypnotizing therapy like all day.
I don't see why not.
If it works.
Restlessness. That's a good one. Hmm. My kid won't ever shut the fuck up. We can hypnotize him to just chill and shut the fuck up.
A lot of these are very vague.
I know, right?
It's like fucking anything you can hypnotize him for.
Dislike of teachers.
Really?
Now, why does your child dislike the teacher? Maybe because he throws poop at them?
Maybe.
Or maybe because he fondles his butthole?
Yeah, I mean, generally there's reasons why kids don't like their teachers.
If you could hypnotize your kid into being gay and then he got his butthole fondled, he would... enjoy
well,
it.
Then
so
you would
then,
like his teacher.
In essence, that would eliminate the problem.
Right.
So I guess that, okay.
I guess if you don't have a problem with your teacher fucking your kid.
Who does? I mean, they're teachers. That's what they're there
for.
Teach
them a lesson, him, that's for sure.
Fucking A. Teach them sex ed. And right. then teach them that, yeah. Neglecting homework. Memory problems. Getting work.
Boy, I could use that one.
Right. So, will I win at the game? Remember now.
Yes.
Because I'm not very good at it. Getting work done on time. Like, are you just hypnotizing my child to come out perfect?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they're trying to make you everything
Jesus?
That they aren't.
Jesus, is that you? Holy
basically,
shit.
Basically, what they're saying is like...
Is he going to die on the cross in a week?
Basically, what they're saying is, you know, if you want your kid any certain way, we'll just hypnotize him to be that way.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of, like, having kids
you know what, you should,
individual? Like, why don't you just clone yourself then? God.
What they're doing is giving parents one more reason to not raise their kids. Because they
right.
can just go hypnotize them
it's
to
like,
be that way instead of raising them to be that way.
You could do whatever the fuck you want to your kid, and then when he turns 8,
and
we can help.
He's fucked in the head.
He's rebellious because you didn't raise him. He has low grades because you didn't raise him. He can't read. Test anxiety. People pick on him. He can't write. He only knows English, barely. He's restless.
Oh
he
my
hates
God.
His teachers.
People-
he doesn't do his homework. He can't remember shit. He doesn't get shit done. He stutters. And he lacks concentration. concentration.
The people who decided...
A little bit of Ritalin and some hypnosis, and you're fucking... You're perfect.
Yeah. The people who decided to start this are geniuses. Do you know why?
I'm kind of thinking that
because
now.
Because they took... They looked at society and realized, man, all these parents are shitty.
Paulo says, let's practice on cuckoo's kids. Well, there's a part in here that I'm not going to point it out because that's kind of mean, but we'll see if you guys can guess. So these go in categories, and these were the school problems. Next category is unhelpful habits. Now, what do you guys think, kids? What are some unhelpful habits that children have? What do you just throw a couple out here?
They're annoying.
They masturbate too much. They cry. They
not at eight.
Really? I guess I wasn't jerking it till I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's eight. That's really early.
Okay, well, talking too fast, if your kid is like, you can hypnotize that right the fuck out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being good parents and steering him towards a job as an auctioneer, it's like, oh, we'll fix that, honey. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Too much nervous energy. Are they nervous because you're doing something?
Is it
to
ADHD?
Them? It's hyperactive cousin. Huh? But like, are they nervous when you walk behind them? Like, what do we?
Yeah, when you touch them in strange places.
Bring out the pedo bear. Thumb sucking. Is that a problem though? Really? Like,
it is if it's a dude.
No, not if it's a chick though, because then you're just teaching them.
Right.
To,
when a kid sucks their thumb for too long, it fucks up their teeth. And it makes them crooked.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hyperactivity. So you could either give them Ritalin or hypnotize the fuck out of them.
I'd almost rather go with the Ritalin personally.
I know, because then you can get fucked up too.
Yeah. Or we can do both. You can hypnotize me to feel like I'm on Ritalin all the time.
Can you hypnotize me to be like hallucinating? Because that'd be kind of interesting.
That'd be cool.
They could probably do that.
You think they could hypnotize you to be like, all right, when I snap my fingers, you will think you are tripping on mushrooms.
Wow.
Until I say the word, whatever.
He snaps his fingers and you instantly just freak the fuck out.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like not even because you're tripping, just to fuck with him. He's like, wow, that's never worked before. No, I'm just kidding. Now, pay me.
Yeah.
Hyperactivity, nail biting, skin picking, alcohol and drug use. These are unhelpful habits. Alcohol and drug use is a very unhelpful habit.
Can they just hypnotize you into thinking that you're always on that so you don't even have to do it? So really,
that would cure the problem.
Yeah, because you would still get to feel that way and it wouldn't be bad for your body.
Skin picking.
What?
Skin picking. Do kids do, like...
I guess if they're not getting their meth.
Well, that makes sense. bedwetting, lying, procrastination. So we can make your kids stop pissing the bed. We can make them honest. And we can make them do shit when they're supposed to instead of... whenever.
So basically, they're making your kid grow up.
So does your child wet the bed? Go get him hypnotized. Like, what if there's an internal problem as to why?
What if there's like an infection or something?
Right, so they stop wetting the bed and it all builds up and then they die.
Like, that's going to happen.
Well,
too.
Doc, you just solved my last two problems.
So it looks like that hypnosis is the new like cure-all, like fix everything.
And what's cool, this is called Hypnosis for Kids, School for Wizards.
Really?
Problems of children that hypnotic methods can resolve.
I can't believe this here, too.
Hypnotic methods. Is that just you pour them a glass of vodka? No? let's see. Procrastination, disorganization, hair pulling. Like, that's really specific.
I went to the school.
Does your child pull hair and pick at its skin?
I went to school with this one fucking crazy chick, and like she would just sit in class and just pull out clumps of her hair. It was so disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, she was fucking nuts.
In that movie, The Craft, where she... No?
I haven't seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an old movie. That's like that. I almost think that movie started the whole goth/emo phase.
Wait,
with kids.
I think maybe I did see.
They're like,
that.
Hey, they're getting off the bus. I remember this one part, and they're like, "Watch out! There's a lot of crazy people out there." And the last chick is like, "We're the ones you should be watching for."
Spread them.
But they were hot and stuff. It was just like they were witches and shit.
Okay,
like that.
I have seen that movie.
I figured you have.
Yeah.
Smoking. Does your child smoke?
Jeez.
what kind of kids are getting brought into this? That's what I want to know.
If parents come in with their kids to a hypnosis thing and they want their kid hypnotized to quit smoking, you should just shoot the kid's parents on the spot.
Right. You should hypnotize the parents into never reproducing again.
You know what they should do?
Hypnotize the parents into never reproducing again.
No, but even... I mean, that too, but like whenever parents bring in their children.
If you were going to say you know what they should do, I was going to say that again.
I should have done that.
Go ahead.
No, but whenever parents bring their kids into that place and they're like, I want my kid hypnotized for this or whatever, they should just hypnotize the parents into quit being shitty parents, and then the parents will just fix the problem themselves.
That's a good point. It's like...
I mean, if you fix the problem in the first, but the kid isn't the problem. The kid's just following what their parents are teaching
them. Can you hypnotize the parents into being better parents?
Exactly. That would stop all of this.
Smoking and loudness. Is your child loud? We can hypnotize the volume down. You're at about 12.
Mute.
We need you at about 5. Okay.
Okay.
Physical problems. Not only does hypnosis for kids help mental problems, school problems, unhelpful habits, but we can fix physical problems. Hypnosis cures physical pain. Like, really?
Wow.
I go in there missing an arm. This hurts.
Yeah.
You're
this
under.
Hurts.
Wow, I have an arm. Well, I don't, but I think I do, so I might as well, right?
Yeah.
But, like, does that really work? Like, I don't know.
Can they hypnotize you into never feeling pain? Because that'd be fucking cool.
Fucking A, dude.
Or do you, like, God, I wish my parents would have taken me in there when I was a kid.
Would that just make you want to cut yourself even more? It's like,
play with the stovetop all day.
I'm just thinking, like, people cut themselves so they can feel something. So if they hypnotized you into never feeling anything, then you would just do that all the time.
That's why you cannot do that to emo kids.
And then you have to go in again to get hypnotized into not cutting yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy's he's got a good racket going.
I bet this guy makes so much money.
You know, if I was hypnotizing kids, I would hypnotize them and fix one problem, but then I would instill in them
another
problem.
And then they come back.
So then, yeah,
it's
dude.
Endless business.
Oh my God. This is almost better than being a doctor and getting your patients hooked on fucking OxyContin or something.
Just about.
It's like, holy shit. I know you have to come back, because if you don't, you're going to be sick, or you're gonna buy heroin on the streets and get robbed.
When you think about it, these people that do this are probably the biggest assholes on
the
planet.
Sorry, yeah, it is Friday. We started the show late because Matt was gonna he had to go back to work because he got called in, because apparently the prep cooks at Sykes don't do their shit like they're supposed to. So he's like, you know, I'll be out of there by 7:30. We started the show at 8. And I was like, call me if there's any problems. And he called me again, and he said he wasn't going to get out of there till like 9 or 10. So he said
he already waited an hour to...
Yeah, and he apologized, and I understand. I mean, it's work.
You can't change anything.
I'm not going to be like... It wasn't like, oh, I'm not coming because I disagree with you. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
right.
I can't come or I'll get fired. So that it's understandable. He said he will for sure be here Wednesday on my birthday for the big birthday show, and hopefully this coming Friday also. So yeah, physical pain, chronic illness. I got some chronic illness. too much sugar or junk food. You can turn your kid into a vegan like that.
Boom.
Boom.
You could eat. Maybe you could use that.
Disability is on here.
If you're retarded, we can make you unretarded.
I almost want to find a retarded kid, bring him in there, and be like,
would you be willing to pay for that?
No, but what I'm saying is when the kid comes out and it's still retarded,
right.
I would sue for a bunch of that fucking I hypnotized you and fucked your asshole while you were
Do
we have any listeners that have retarded kids we can borrow? We have a P.O. box now. Send us your retarded child in the P.O. box.
Can we get one of your girlfriend's kids to pretend they're retarded for a day?
That might also work.
Yeah, and then when you take them in and they still are pretending to be retarded, you can just sue the shit out of them.
The Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Send us your retarded kids or anything else you think we might
like. They gotta be kind of small.
Well, no, because I asked the guy, I'm like, so what happens if
we get... a body-sized
container.
Him,
what happens if we get a box that doesn't fit in there. He's like, well, then you get a key in your P.O. box, and that goes to one of the big parcel boxes. Mm. And then you open that, put the key back. Gotcha. So I think kids would fit.
Yeah, that's cool. Just poke a couple holes in it.
Cuckoo says, why not just fucking use Brayden? Because Brayden's not a child, retard. Jesus Christ. And I think your kids would be a better fit for the job. Because they're
good
actors.
Yeah, they have to be. Well, don't they? Didn't it say they have to be like 8?
Right. Oh, something like that. Yeah, no, it didn't say an age. I was just, that was the age I had in my head.
Gotcha.
But they do fix bedwetting and lying, which could be helpful. So disability, mental slowness. Like, I find that really hard to believe. If you,
yeah, that's
like, holy shit, Marcus has access to a bunch of retards.
But they aren't kids.
We should go in there like we're directors for a retarded cruise thing. Or not a cruise, but like a tour thing.
We better
thing.
Not say
no,
retarded.
Check this shit out. Retarded as fuck. But check this out. We go in there and we get all those retards.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going on a field trip.
Don't worry about it. Marcus knew we were coming.
Yeah, that's right. He knows. Yes. And then we get them all in the retard van. Right. And we take them to this hypnotherapy clinic. All of them at once.
Just
and we're like,
boom.
Make
fix it.
Fix it. Fix it now. Yeah. And fix it good. Good. That's amazing. Oh, and overweight. If you're overweight, we will hypnotize you and you
will hypnotize the fat right out of you.
So so will you physically, I mean, because it says
I think it'll
it says physical problems. So wait, will
you
come
just,
out being physically skinny, or will you just think you're physically skinny?
And you're still fat as fuck.
Like Shallow Hal, that dumb
right,
fucking...
That's exactly what happened. He was hypnotized.
That was a dumb movie.
My God, it's so fucking lame. Amazing. I saw it once. I saw it once, and I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Right. So then we move on to emotional problems. I'm gonna blow through these real quick right. And pick out the ones you like. Nightmares, unhappiness and depression, insecurity, lack of confidence, divorce in the family. You bring your kid in, he comes out, boom, you guys have never gotten divorced. Amazing.
No, maybe.
Mommy, why
no.
does daddy not live with us anymore?
What they
not
do?
Not because we got a divorce. I'll tell you why
what,
he is.
What they do is they hypnotize him into thinking that he never had a dad.
Whoa. Your kid goes in having problems with divorce and comes out a bastard.
Yeah.
This is the most amazing.
Well, you know the story of Jesus, right? It's kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
You're kind of like Jesus.
Right. Minus the whole God thing. And
yeah.
You're probably never going to get crucified or
right.
whipped.
And you don't have any special powers.
Right. You can't turn water to wine right. or walk on water.
Or anything.
Though I would pay you $10 to try.
You're pretty much just a normal shitty kid with no father.
Right. And, wow. Grief over loss of a relative or a pet, because I guess for kids that's hard. I'm just thinking like, whatever. Yeah. Other traumatic incidents that aren't covered in like divorce or nightmares or death or like what other traumatic things could possibly happen to a kid? Oh, whoa. Paula says, Matt, your fear of spiders is valid. Look what a spider did to this kid. Can you open that link?
Sure.
Other traumatic incidents, undue stress. Really, though, when you're a child, do you really stress out?
What do you have to stress out about?
Well, I'm just thinking you can't keep your attention focused on anything long enough to stress out.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
That's disgusting,
that is so
Paula.
There's
is
pus.
He going to squeeze? Oh! He popped.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Is that real
Dude,
or is that fake?
That's gotta be so fake.
He's squeezing.
There's like a gallon of fucking just
that
pus.
Is. What do you think that smells Jeez. Like?
Oh, God. That is so gross.
That is so.
It's
that's,
like a pimple the size of his whole like side of his face.
That is so nasty, God. Dude. I wanted to hear what it sounded like right when he popped
it.
Just like
muted the sound.
It's just like pooping.
I don't even want to hear it.
Okay. Oh my
Jesus,
God, dude.
That must have sucked so bad.
Wow, dude.
Oh my. Go to the hospital.
No shit, dude. Look,
get a Q-tip.
Oh, and he's
Jesus.
Asian.
Oh my God. That guy's pretty hardcore.
Look at all that.
Fuck,
oh
the sink is like full.
That's so gross.
And it's not
dude.
Even all empty.
Okay,
okay,
anyway,
I can't. It's
can
like
please,
5 minutes. I can't do
can
this
we,
anymore.
Oh, I can't watch. He wasn't done. He was squeezing.
Oh,
more.
There are still like 4 minutes of that left.
Wow, dude, God. You gotta see that, you guys. That's
I'm posting
up.
That if, in the show notes.
No, it, yeah, do that. But if you're listening live, check that link. Paula just clicked.
I got a bookmark.
Okay,
it
sorry.
Back to
the emotional problems here. So yeah, undue stress. Like I was saying, do they have an attention span long enough? Because stress is things you think about all the time,
right?
And you focus on them and you dwell
on them.
Well, because
they're problems that you have,
right? Kids, like,
do they have problems?
I don't think so.
Are
I
their
mean,
parents fighting? I
if
mean,
their parents are poor, maybe like you're hungry right. and shit.
That,
like,
that's
can you hypnotize me? That goes with the overweight thing. I guess you can hypnotize me into not being hungry. Can you hypnotize yeah. me into not being a poor kid? Can you hypnotize me better parents? suicidal thinking, fear of doctors or needles. You got to get that fear of needles out of them. So when right. they turn like 15 or 16,
and they get into the good shit.
Right. They can go right into shooting up.
Right.
None
they can
of
skip
that,
the snorting
hey,
stage.
You want to try this? No, I'm scared of needles. Fuck that shit. Why you hypnotize that pussy fucking shit out of them right, right away. And then
make
when
him a man.
Yeah. Then when he's like, hey, you want to try this? Fuck yeah, I do. Jam yeah. my fucking arm now.
More.
Now. More. Fear of dentists. Fear of doctors. Fear of dentists. Fear of priests.
Oh
fear
my
of Sunday
God.
School.
That's I can't believe they put priests on there. It's like you, maybe there's a good reason why they're afraid of priests.
I made that up, but oh, yeah, okay. That should be on here.
It should be.
I got you
I
good,
really
you fucker.
That was.
Other fears or phobias, negativity. Is your child a negative Nancy? We can make him a positive Pete. Like, literally, we'll yeah. hypnotize him into being positive and a boy if it was a girl. Okay. Sleep problems, unhappiness with body size. Is your child disproportionate?
You know, maybe.
We can make him feel better about that.
Maybe this.
Are you a midget? Maybe, we can make you feel better about that.
Maybe the hypnosis is so powerful because, like, they hypnotize you into thinking so much that it's actually real that you got skinny that you will actually just be skinny.
Right.
Like, do you think the mind is really that powerful?
But then
like,
if you felt and you thought you were skinny, uh-huh. would you just keep eating more because you're like, man, I eat all this junk food and I'm still skinny when in reality right. you're gaining so much weight.
You just can't see it.
Holy shit, that would
I'm
be
pretty
fucking...
sure. I'm pretty sure this doesn't work because, like, I know lots of people, like my dad a long time ago,
well, quite
he
hold
got
on, before
hypnotized
you
to quit smoking cigarettes. Did not
right.
work.
But what I'm saying, if it didn't work, how is he still in business?
I don't know, because people do it once and they don't come back, but there's always someone
but
new to come and try it.
I can see in a big city, but here, yeah. what's our population? Somebody sure. Google Kalispell, Montana's population, please, in the chat. But it's you're going to eventually run out of people, plus, not to mention all the negative shit you're going to get when people right. are like, oh, this didn't work, and you have a friend, and it's like, hey, I'm trying to quit smoking, I'm thinking of going here, and he's like, no, don't go there, it doesn't work.
Right.
You're going to listen to him, obviously.
Yeah. Well, maybe it works for some people.
Yeah, some people
and not
are real.
Some
well,
others.
Why does advertising work? That true. It's the same thing, dude. It's
that
people,
is like being hypnotized.
It is. Some people are more
susceptible.
Thank you to being hypnotized. Right. Just like me and you, we don't fucking the TV doesn't fucking have any bearing on what we do at all.
Right.
Some people though, that's
everything.
That's what they do.
Like
they,
the people that live
right,
here.
Right. This whole complex. You get off work. You turn the TV on. Whether or not you're even sitting in front of it, mm-hmm. you're still hearing it.
Right.
People that fall asleep with it on. That shit is subconsciously
instead
fucking
of,
with
yeah,
you while you're asleep.
Instead
and that's
of hearing
fucked
your
up.
Thoughts, you're hearing the TV.
All right, let's blow through the rest of these. We got some other shit to get to. Social and family relationships. That's the last category here. So if your child suffers from any of these, try to hypnotize them. Is it good to hypnotize them if you don't know what you're doing? Like, could you
yeah,
do
really?
Damage that you couldn't fix?
Possibly.
Like, you'd take them in and
but
be like...
But could you hypnotize someone if you didn't know what you were doing in the first place?
Well, I'm
place?
Saying if you knew enough to get them into a trance.
Right.
Like, I know enough
well,
to
how could
be
you
able...
fuck that up?
Right.
I mean, you just don't tell them
count
to...
backwards from 10 and then you fucking chloroform them.
Yeah,
right?
Boom.
That's right. how I hypnotize people.
Yeah.
And then they always do what I want. They, granted, the only thing I want them to do is lay there and let me fuck them.
And
you
know,
but,
it's
you know,
even better.
They
don't
do
even,
it.
And they don't even remember it.
I know.
It's
well,
so
that's,
perfect.
While I'm chloroforming, I'm like, when you wake up, you will not remember this.
Right, right. Of
you
course.
You are now under my trance.
Never forget to add that part.
Oh, I know.
Otherwise,
well,
you got problems.
I think the chloroform handles it for
oh,
you, but
it
I
can
like,
hurt to double check.
It's a little something I like to do.
It makes me feel better.
Right. Okay, lying, stealing, disrespect, D-I-S-R-E-S-P-C-T. getting along with others, sibling rivalry, rebellious conduct, cleaning room. Does your child not like to clean his room?
You know what? They name like the same problem like 8 times.
Pretty much. Establishing a value system. Does your kid not give a shit about anything? Check.
Got it.
He should start a podcast. Boredom. Is your child bored? We will hypnotize their brain so fucked up that
they will just be so entertained from the fucking shit that goes into their head. They'll just hypnotize them into like a trip.
New child or parent in the family. So do you have another child coming? Hypnotize your other child to not care.
Yeah.
And then when
okay
they when they don't care about anything, you can hypnotize them into caring again. Cool.
You can fix everything.
So that's amazing. And then there's just another pamphlet that came along with it, and it says, will hypnosis work on my child? You know, before I go in here and blow a bunch of money, will it?
Yeah, I want it to work.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Children are often better candidates than adults. Kids are in a trance most of the time anyway. Is that what being a kid's like? You're just in one long fucking trance?
Kind of.
And then one day you just wake up and you're like, fucking, wow.
This place sucks.
Later, dude. Oh, fuck. Later, burger. Oh, I'm ditching the jam hole to go to a friend's house and get high.
That's cool, dude.
Cool burger. Thanks. Cool.
Jesus. What a friend.
Children are much better at daydreaming and visualizing than adults are. So
Paula says Kalispell, males, 9,481. Females, 10,817.
No, there was around 30,000 people last time I checked. Look at the over...
That was all the old people that were dying.
This is just Kalispell. Right. I was thinking the Flathead Valley.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Like Columbia Falls,
is there really
Big Fork, Whitefish.
There's 19,000 people just in Kalispell? That's crazy.
I believe it.
Yeah, whatever. He's probably just typing numbers. It looks like he copied and pasted it. He really didn't.
No. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, so kids are easier to hypnotize than adults. Ask the priest. 9 out of 10 priests agree.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's about it for that. I grabbed a few other pamphlets, but since we're almost at an hour right now, we'll save those for another time. Go click some Google ads. Everybody listening live right now, if you haven't already today, take this moment. Go click a couple Google ads. TheGemHole.com. You can click on the About Us. You can click on the all of them. What I do when I'm driving around, now that I have a laptop, I
do you just sit on the computer while you're driving?
What?
That's
no,
terrible.
No. I have my phone for that.
That
but no,
laptop's going to
like
kill you.
Today, for instance, I have my in-town routes Thursdays and Fridays. I had my laptop with me because last night, you know, I was getting it all good to go and shit. I went down to the Starbucks we have now, sat in their parking lot. I picked up from their parking lot the Holiday Inn Express Wi-Fi and the Starbucks.
Nice.
So I go to thejamhole.com. I go to the very bottom of the page. I click that ad. I scroll up halfway, click those two. I go to the top, hit About Us. I click those. I go right down the line of the menus, hitting all those. And in SeaMonkey, I right-click, open in new tab, but I have it set so that new tab isn't focused.
Right.
And then once I have a bunch open, I just hit close other tabs, and then I keep going. Yeah. Like, it's so much easier than having them open and then having to close them and shit. And then I go on the back to the front page and I go down. I click on each episode and I bust those two and then I'm done. Nice. And I did that for each IP address. And then I went to City Brew and there was the Radioactive Wi-Fi and the City Brew Wi-Fi. So I connected to one, busted all the ads, disconnected, connected to the other, busted all the ads. Dude, I think Google doesn't care. I think it's Google's way of giving back money to the world.
Yeah.
They have so much money, right?
They're going to
get
ridiculous.
Even more with their new phone OS that's coming out, Android. Their new web browser.
It's like a charity.
That's what I think. As long as you're not blatantly sitting here on the address that you created the account with, I don't think they give a fuck, honestly.
So.
Like, what's a few $100 to a bunch of people when you have so much?
Yeah, you're just making more money than you can handle.
One of the ads on our front page at the very bottom, it was an ad for a podcast. Guess whose podcast it was for?
Whose?
Stereo Radiation.
Really?
They did the AdWord thing. AdSense is what we're doing. AdWord is where your ads will show up in other people's
ads. We need to do that.
You think so?
Yes.
I need to talk to him and see how. That's making
so cool.
money. And I go down and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm going to check this one out for real.
Get off my site, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. But even though they're already on our site.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So,
damn, they got two links to their site from our page.
I know, right? I am in love with, who do you think?
Their ex.
Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world Carmen Sandiego? Do you remember that?
I do
back
now.
When I was in grade school, in probably about 7th, 8th, or 9th grade, I'm not sure which, it was after playing Oregon Trail. That was the next best
game
we loved to fucking play, dude. And I would rule that game.
That's
and then
crazy.
There was the TV show, and I used to love that shit with the singer guys. And they're like, ooh, briefcase.
I totally forgot
Super
about that until
briefcase,
now.
Ooh. And yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
This person is in love with them. She's always going somewhere, and the only time I see her is when she happens by anywhere within 250 miles of me. I never let her know it is an inconvenience to see her, though some would consider it to be. I've seen her 3 times in the last 2 years. I hate my career, however rewarding, because it keeps me from being wherever she feels the need to go. I wonder if I will ever really find her. Oh, wow. Where in the world? I love him. I only go to church to see him. Did you hear that, God? Wow. How do you think that? How would that make you feel, Brayden? You're a God.
Mm-hmm.
Not just of podcasting, but of everything. You are the G to the O to the D, the God. You are God.
Right.
You see this follower of yours going to church, and then you see this new follower.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who are you, new follower?
Hey, new guy.
Oh, wait, I'm God. I know who you are.
Right, I do.
I also know why you're here, and it's not for me. It's to see him. Well, boom, lightning bolts up both your asses.
Dead.
That's what I would do if I was God. I only go to school to see him. Well, that's guy. You should go to school to learn. he is all I think about if it wasn't for
why,
him.
Wait, why go to school to learn if you can just go get hypnotized?
That is, she doesn't know that, perhaps.
Oh, shit, we need to teach this person something.
If it wasn't for him, I would be dead. You know, we can help you. You need to call this hypnosis place.
Or our suicide hotline.
Or our suicide hotline. Grant, I love you. I'd do anything to be with you, even though you may not be gay. Ooh. Is that like one of your brohams? And then like he's like, man.
I don't bro down.
I love you, broham. And he's like, all right, I love you too. No, bro, let's go bro down. No. And then here it is. Grant, I love you. Even though you may not be gay, I'm going to give you a little hypnosis vis-a-vis chloroform.
Right.
And Savannah, I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you, and I've never been loved by someone as much as you. So she probably thought he was straight, but he wasn't. Maybe Grant's her brother, so the gay guy dates Savannah to get closer to Grant.
Bummer.
Grant's, bummer, dude.
You lose.
You mean so much to me, and listening to you break down and cry makes me want to stab myself in the face.
Cut yourself? What?
Stab myself. That's more.
Cutting.
That's when cutting.
That's
just,
a stab, hey, not a cut.
Hold on. That's when cutting just doesn't cut it. Boom! God, I love that.
It's not funny when you deliver it like that.
They didn't know. That was just for you. When I was getting ready to say, I had my hand over the bell like he was just
no, but when
for
you
it.
Go like, boom!
Oh,
like,
no, it is, though. That's
it's
like,
more
that's
funny the... when you say a joke and you don't let everyone know that you
but
are making a joke.
But they need to know. Like, they, I'm making jokes
like,
here.
Like, they won't find it funny unless you go boom, because that's what's actually funny, not what you
honestly,
said.
Honestly, the boom is for me, because when I listen back and I do that, like, yeah. I crack up every fucking time. I don't know why.
That part's funnier than your joke, though.
Well, thanks. You know what's even funnier than that is when you have to, or when I have to explain it to you. That's the best.
Yeah, well, it's because it didn't make sense.
Oh, I thought that was done.
It's not, almost.
I hate myself. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm a fag. I called that shit.
Mm.
And I seriously think...
I know your gaydar's up.
Yeah, going off, son. I seriously think no one likes me, even though they say they do. Did you hypnotize them? That sucks, dude. I don't know what to say. Don't be a queer.
Can't help you. You can hypnotize that problem away.
The next one. This site is really depressing. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that on the list. My son's gay. Can you make him not gay?
Right.
Do you think they've come that far with hypnotherapy technology?
Possibly.
We should prank call that place and record it and be like, my son is not a Christian. I'm a Christian. My son is, he won't believe in God, like all that shit. And they're like, well, how old's your son? 32. But he's not, like, I wonder if they'd be like, yeah, bring him down. Just to make
sure.
And then the next one will be my son's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hypnotize?
Can do a few.
We should write down. You guys should make a forum post. Go there right now. TheJamble.com/forums. If you don't have an account, sign up. It's free. It takes a second. And we're all on there. That's where we chill. That's where we lurk.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go there. And 26 or Paula, whoever's paying attention right now and has the internet open, go there. Make a post and everything else for prank hypnotherapy phone calls. And any questions or any scenarios. I want scenarios in there. The gay one, you can go ahead and put that in there, and the religious one.
Right, and then whatever you can think of.
Another one, an abortion one.
Yes.
My daughter is pregnant. I want her to have an abortion. Uh-huh. She does not want to. Can you hypnotize her?
She's like 13.
Her? Yes, please do that. That is a fantastic
idea.
That
is awesome.
Next one here. This site is really depressing. I wish the world was a happier place.
Me
I don't
too.
Know. Sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, yeah.
I wish the world
shit.
I live in up here in my mind was a happier place. The world out there, that place can stay shitty all at once because, I mean, that helps us out a lot. That gives us a lot of material, so.
Right, and it's just me up here in my happy
so,
place, and
whatever.
Y'all can go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
I want you to be as miserable as possible.
Is this done?
No. Sometimes I wish I would never wake up. Sounds like another candidate for the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline. I am 18 and a junior in college at a four-year state university. Long story in parentheses. I bet it's really not a long story. Let's see. I was born. I graduated high school. My parents made me go to college. End of story.
Done.
I'm fairly sure that I am pregnant.
You need to go hypnotize that abortion
face.
Out of you.
Can you hypnotize me to not be pregnant anymore?
That'd be sweet, and then the baby just dies.
That's awesome. Even though I have not taken a test to confirm it due to being completely terrified. Like, it's just a baby, dude. It's not going to eat you from the inside out, I don't think. Wait, what did you have sex with to get pregnant? Was it a black widow? Because then you might want to be like...
Was it one of those face huggers from Aliens? They just fucking latch on your face and lay eggs on you.
Are you in a cocoon right now?
Yeah.
Do you need my assistance?
Were you attacked by some strange creature that grabbed your face?
Although I am in... I got fucked by the predator.
Oh.
So we went the other way.
Yeah.
Although I am an intelligent, capable, responsible woman, except for that part where I didn't make my boyfriend wear a condom. That wasn't very responsible,
right.
Was it?
No.
I keep... Also,
before we had sex, I told him I was on birth control.
Ooh, that's a bad... I never... You can't ever... It's okay, honey. Go ahead and come inside me. No, dudes.
Don't listen.
Especially if you're rich or something like that, it's a trick, dude. And take that condom and you flush it down the toilet yourself. If you leave it in the trash, she will go in there and she will fucking empty it into her fucking twat hole. I guarantee it, dude. Either that or...
That happened to a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, he was going out with this girl and he was actually really considering breaking up with her because they were having lots of problems. And so he was about to break up with her, but she like all of a sudden got super nice to him and like... just did whatever and like then
was like sure honey we can have a threesome.
Then they were having sex and she told him she told him a while ago that she was on birth control and she was, but then she stopped taking it and didn't tell him or say anything at all about it. So then like a little while later
she was preggo.
Yep. And now he can't leave.
Why?
Because he doesn't, he's that kind of person. Because
it's
his
douche?
Kid. No, because it's his kid.
Is he
like,
sure it's his kid?
Oh, yeah.
like for sure, like,
well, this is
HIV
old.
Positive.
This is old. He's still with her and has a kid. And I think he's having a.
Is it hers? That sucks, dude. Really, yeah. Though.
But if it wasn't for that, he wouldn't even been with her.
That
anymore.
Even sucks more, because then the whole time, aren't you just like
just
what?
So much resent?
Well, no, yeah, because of you always think like, what could I have been? What is this bitch holding me back from mm-hmm. doing? What did I miss out because of this?
Yeah,
you know,
because she tricked me.
Like, you could never be happy. That, oh man, that is, that's beautiful.
I don't know. He's pretty. I guess he just learned to like.
Did you learn your lesson? Yeah. Can you hypnotize her into being not a cunt? Yes, please. What? Oh, although,
what?
Okay, I'm intelligent, responsible woman, right. I keep punching myself in the uterus as hard as I can, hoping it will lead to a miscarriage.
You are the greatest woman in the planet.
I did not even make that up. I swear to my face and to whom it may concern. Wow, dude, that's awesome. Like, I was gonna push you down the stairs. I walk in and you're punching yourself in the stomach. Can I get in on some of that? Oh my god.
I didn't even have to try and talk you into it.
That, I know. That's amazing. I had some bleach pills. Look at me. Look at me all fucking ready to give you poison. And yeah. Here you are fucking punching yourself, not just in the stomach, but in the uterus.
You're like, how you're do you, aiming for that shit.
How do you punch yourself in the uterus?
I don't know.
Do you, is that like fisting? Thank you. Next. Wow, dude.
With some really hardcore, disgusting fisting, just like punching right inside the vagina.
Cuckoo says, I did that, didn't work.
Didn't work.
You weren't doing it right then, and he should have helped. Next one. I have a great relationship with an amazingly hot man, but he can't stand my two children. I live in Montana. Whoa, dude. I'm totally kidding.
I knew you
looked at me like, what? I have a great relationship.
There was no way.
I don't know. That would be weird, though, huh?
She's better than that.
I know. I have a great...
Come on, man.
Come on. I have a great relationship with an amazingly hot man, but in the back of my mind, that nagging high school voice still tells me I'm fat, ugly, and not worth his time. Mm. Were you hypnotized into thinking you're...
Or maybe she needs to be hypnotized into thinking that she likes him.
Right. Or maybe she should be hypnotized into being skinny.
Your girlfriend just asked 26 if he was gay.
That's cool, because I didn't want to have to ask him. So, he wants... Here, can you open that up for me, please?
This picture? That
link, yeah, he wanted me to read that. I have it in my email somewhere, but okay. Next one here. I don't really want to be your friend anymore. I hate your guts. I hate your face. I hate the way you say, good one, good one. God, I hate that. That is the most annoying thing anyone has ever said. Good one. I just pretend because of my husband, or excuse my face, I just pretend because if my husband can't shag you anymore, then I can't shag my lover anymore either. I don't want to be your friend anymore. So... You're friends with a chick. Your husband's fucking her. But that's okay because you're fucking your lover. But if... Wow, dude. I hope that someday I get to tell you what I think of you, like right now on this website and mm-hmm. the Jamble, jamble.com. you're average looking. You might not weigh a lot, but most of it's fat. Ooh, that hurts.
Damn.
You're... Damn, bitch. Really?
That's painful.
Man, them's fighting words, bitch. Yeah. Your makeup looks terrible. Oh, no, you didn't. Damn.
Ruthless.
I know, dude. Fucking claws out.
Yeah.
You have no dress sense. Oh, that. Now that's
I can't believe you just went there.
That's just plain cruel.
Come on.
You're pretentious. Your juvenile obsessions with other women are irritating. You think you know everything. You're a manipulative bitch who just sponges off people for nothing in return. And you have an ugly pussy.
Does it seriously say that?
Yeah. You
That's
have an
amazing.
Ugly pussy. Your boobs are droopy. You always just want to fuck and don't care what I want. You copied me.
Wait, what?
You just want to fuck and don't care about what I want.
Isn't that what you should be wanting?
Or what my husband wants. like, the pussy must not be that ugly, and the boobs might not be that droopy because, I mean, your husband's fucking her. Like, right. There must have been something there, right? He's fucking her instead of you, so what? Is your pussy
Who has an ugly pussy? Yeah,
I mean,
yours is worse than that.
You always just want to fuck. You don't care what I want. You copied me and raped everything I am and I stand for. You raped it all. You irritate the shit out of me. Right now, I have no idea why I became your friend in the first place. Man, you can be glad my lover's a good fuck, or your pussy would be seeing even less action, and your boring life would be totally meaningless. I really do hate you, CD.
Wow.
This was all to her compact disc player?
What?
I don't get that. I don't.
No, let me read this confession. That
well, hold on. He said I was supposed to read it inserting...
Then why did you want me to open it?
Well, because I was reading this and I didn't have time to open it. I was going to go over there and read it.
Oh.
Where the fuck is it? He said really? He wanted me to read it inserting nay into every other word.
What?
I don't know.
It's way up here.
Is it?
Yeah, scroll up a bunch. It's a picture.
I wanted Matt to read it on the show. Anyway.
Thanks for the dead air.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, I got jealous of you always getting to make the dead air on the show. So now it's
okay.
My
yeah. Okay.
Last one here, and then we'll do that one, and then we'll do some news. Episode 97?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Three more.
Life was easier when I had deleted you from my Facebook friends. It was a simpler time back then.
Indeed.
Before we were friends on Facebook. Nay, before we were friends on MySpace. And the MSN Messenger. Remember when we used to chat back and forth and send each other links? Doesn't matter. Excuse me. I didn't have to be reminded of your wedding countdown and your status update every single time I log in. And that's a lot because I have no life. That's awesome, dude. Is deleting somebody from your Facebook friends the equivalent of
removing them from your life?
Really, though?
I don't know.
Because, like...
For this person?
I don't know. Maybe this person's Facebook. Like, I just add whoever on Facebook. But mostly because of the show, I guess. But I don't know. I wouldn't give a fuck anyway. Yeah. I'm not, like, one of those people that's like, dude, I have, like, 1,000 MySpace bros. I'm, like, a total bro-how king. I'm the king, bro.
You're like friends with everyone on MySpace.
Like, no, dude, literally friends with MySpace.
Yes.
Really. I should have just deleted...
You know what's funny?
That?
That's Tom. The person who created MySpace, because he is pretty much friends with everyone.
That's true. I'd be...
Because you're automatically his friend when you make an account.
If you were him, though, do you know how bad it would suck? Like... All the stupid fucking forward bulletin.
Oh, my God. He's probably got some special algorithm that he wrote.
He probably
wrote. That breaks as much as the website.
He should have given that to all of us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's see. I should have just deleted you from my life. Now, are we talking about real life or internet life?
I don't know. Or Second Life.
Or my... That's two totally different things, dude.
Yeah.
And not let you back in.
You're living multiple lives, man. Get your shit together.
Right. That's like... on my Sea Monkey, I have four identities just because I like, you know, having multiple identity. It makes me feel cool.
So that way when, you know, split personality switches to another one, he's got his own account.
Like, I have a secret identity, and then I have my main identity, you know, just in case.
No, you have split personalities, so, you know, when your fucked up split personality comes out, he can just go to his bookmark user thing, and all the fucked up shit that he likes will
for. I made us all different users on my new laptop.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
That's
good. Like, crazy Matt, normal Matt.
Right. It's all the different levels.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I deleted you from my life, not let you back in, because I let in a whole lot of hurt just to be friends again. I'm not sure if it's worth it. Sounds like whoever the friend he deleted, whoever he was marrying, was this guy's girlfriend at one point in time, probably pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guess.
You know what?
Okay, what
I wonder how many people that post on Group Hug actually, like, are posting about each other.
Do you think it's that interconnected?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I'm kind of stoned. I'm thinking about weird stuff.
I wonder if anybody on there, like, I don't know.
How often? Do you think it's like Craigslist where someone will post something on there about a situation, someone will go to group hug and be like, that's my situation exactly. That must be him. Like,
right, and then just punch him in the face. I wonder how many people...
Because that happens on Craigslist all the time.
Oh,
someone will post someone and be like, oh, hey, that's
me. You motherfucker, that was my wife.
Or they want to meet someone. They're like, you know, so-and-so, where are you?
But
and
yeah,
then
like,
they see it.
I wonder how many black eyes have been a result of the internet. Just the internet
so
altogether, minus our punch in the face
you know
business.
What? Not enough. That's why we need to start a business.
Never enough. Okay, this one was sent by 26. He found it somewhere. I've been in love with this guy since I was 12. He's about 9 months older
Aren't
than
you
me.
Aren't you supposed to say nay? Like,
in every...
I think he just wants to make you sound like a horse.
Nay. I've been in love. Nay. I've been in lust with this guy since I was 12. Nay. Since I was 13. He's about 9 months, nay, 10 months older than me. Good friends, nay, great friends with my brother. Once I told him everything, nay, everything I felt for him, and he said no because of my brother, my brohan, my own flesh and blood. That was about a year ago, nay, it was about a year and a half. I told him that, and I have to live my life, nay. My second life.
That's deep.
On the internet, seeing him go around with other chicks.
Nay.
Nay.
Other guys.
Other dudes. I see him falling in love. Nay. Lust. With these girls. Nay. These whores. That constantly break his poor heart. And he doesn't see when I would do anything in the fucking world. Nay, I would do anything in the lovemaking world to make him happy. Nay, to satisfy and make him great. I just hit myself in the head. Damn it.
You're gonna break that.
I'm trying to.
Jesus.
Is that what you were talking about? That no matter what happened, I would always be there with him if I could. The amount of times I've helped him and he still thinks of me as a good friend, but my friend's sister. That kind of sounds familiar. It's so fucked because whenever I see him, all I want to be...
Jesus, man.
Once I see him, all I want to do is... You know, fuck you. I've been listening to other shows lately. Mm-hmm. And when they stumble through some shit, they just pick themselves up and they get back on the horse.
But you've done it like 8 times this episode. It's fine if you do it a couple of times, but like, you're doing it every like time you read
about
it. I
didn't
anything.
Know we were keeping track.
I'm just saying.
And that's fine because you
letting,
used to do it all the fucking time.
I know. I'm just letting
and I would
you
call
know.
You,
hey, that's fine. I'm just letting you know that you're doing it so you can fix it.
The carotid? What's that word? How do you say that, Matt?
I'm not making fun of you.
It's carotid. Oh, okay. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What episode was that?
I don't know.
Way back when.
But that's not even my point. I say that so you'll realize that you do it, and then you'll be like, oh, I could not do that. And then we'll have a better show.
It's so fucked, because whenever I stumble over words, Braden makes fun of me.
Hey, you call me out on my shit, too.
I know.
So it's even.
Whatever.
Don't be a pussy.
Because whenever I see him, all I want to do is be able to say, nay, that's my guy. Hey, guy, you're mine.
Hey.
What?
Huh?
You're mine, guy. Hey, guy.
Yeah?
That's my guy.
Okay.
That's the guy who I love, and he loves me. Hmm. But no. Nay. But nay. And possibly never.
Ooh.
Nay. Ever. Thank you for that. All right. You ready to do some news? Is there any feedback? Anybody live?
Nay.
Why don't you guys call in? The number, where's my phone?
Are you serious?
No.
You should.
You know, the guys that, oh, yeah, dude.
I know.
Give out their
it.
Cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, what's the worst?
They don't seem to be having any problems.
Nah. What's, like,
nay.
What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know. Nothing. You just get a fucking annoying phone call.
And I put it on the black ignore list.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
You'll
is
get
that,
a bunch of
on.
DV fans calling you.
Oh, that'd be fun. Those guys are dumb. I regret that whole campaign, except for the few listeners that we have that we got from them.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what would be a great idea?
Huh?
A wiki.
Yeah.
God, dude. Really? Did you get that from the... Okay. So, maybe on my birthday, for that show, we'll give it out, and you guys can call it. I don't want to right now.
No. Because
I know someone
would
just...
We'll get calls during the show, and we can
play
it on the show.
I'll get calls while I'm at work and shit, and that's cool.
I'll give you something to do while you're working.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, hi.
Yeah, just call you and be an asshole.
This is 26. Yeah. Look at my dick. Click.
You would totally.
That's what would probably happen. Yeah. I'd get weird SMS messages for fucking
weird
dicks and balls.
You get all these disgusting pictures texted to your phone. All
right, let's do some music. Right? Did you bring a coin?
Fuck no.
Me either. Yeah. Really? Damn it. I even switched this time. You were going beat me. You were thinking I was going to do that, but I didn't. Ooh. All right, this one is called Sex Toy Shop Looted. I said it there.
The end.
The end.
Next story.
Ask me what they stole.
Fuck. I wasn't even thinking of that when you told me what just
sex
got
toy shop. Like,
I don't know. The cash register.
Well, no, that's robbery. When you loot, you go into a store and you steal
stuff.
Their shit. Like, what do I need? A gun. Okay, I'm going to go loot
a lot of
sports
sex toys.
What do I need? A big fucking dildo. Okay, I'll go.
Boom.
Okay.
Got your
police probe robbery. Ottawa. they are so funny. Police probe robbery.
Team drunk Ottawa?
No, Ottawa.
Whatever happened to them?
They pod faded, kind of. They did one more episode after that jam this thing that Tech put together.
That was awesome.
And that was it.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad they made
it. I listened to it because I had nothing else to listen to, and it was in my iPod.
I don't really care now, because at least they made that jam this thing before.
I know, that was awesome. I wish they'd do it
now
again.
That they made that's fun.
It's like, hey, Tech, you're not making shows, obviously.
Why don't you work for us?
Come over to our side, buddy.
Yes, please.
$2,000 in kinky goods. How much? If you went down to suit
your
fancy,
need all that?
Hold on. If you went to suit your fancy right now, $2,000 in cash, laid it out on the table, how many dildos could you walk out of there with?
Off the whole store?
Do you think he would just sell you his store? Gee, no. That's a good deal.
He'd sell you all the dildos in the store.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
How many
$2,000 really?
How many of those do you think they even keep in stock at any time?
You'd have to dip into like the blow up dolls and then
you have to buy
sheet.
Some other shit.
You're like, how much am I at? 943. Really?
It's like, well, it's half empty already.
I better get some lube for all these dolls. this is great. This is a quote. They took all the rabbits, but they left the seahorse, probably because they had enough butt plugs. The seahorse comes with a butt plug. That's like how you open your story. That's a quote from the lady that owned the place. That's awesome.
That is insane.
There was a silver lining, after all, for Wanda Cody, owner of Wicked Wanda's Adult Emporium. The two thugs who busted into her store and looted the vibrators early yesterday obviously didn't know anything about sex toys. Obviously. Hey, let me take you to school.
Okay,
teach me something. Sex toy school.
Yeah.
Ready?
Bring it.
Quote, they didn't even touch the German stuff. I don't get it.
What
is the German stuff? Like shelves with crap on it? Like literal dump on the shelf?
Yeah.
Like, hey, how much for that dump? Oh, it's like $4.50 a pound. I'll take 3 pounds. Give me Tree Fitty worth.
Yeah, Tree Fitty.
Oh, man, that's the good stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They didn't even know. They saw shelves with shit on it, and they're like, what the fuck? I want these over here.
Yeah.
If they would have known, that was the good stuff.
You can sell that.
This is so great. I can't, like, really? You just got robbed, and you're like, well, they didn't even touch. You're going to get robbed tomorrow,
last place in the world, I would suspect, of ever getting robbed of everything there.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck wants to steal all that?
Desperate.
Like,
much?
If you're going to rob a place, like, pick a good place.
She pointed out the smooth and speedy German stuff on a nearby shelf. How do you describe something as smooth and speedy?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I got some meth the other day.
It was smooth and speedy. That's very fitting.
That's very fitting. Oh, man. Cody, 41, figures the thieves who were caught on surveillance video at 2:20 a.m. swiped about $2,000 worth of vibrators and other toys from a display case in the middle of the store. The crooks went directly for the case, quickly emptying racks of the popular iVibe Rabbit and vibrating bullets into bags before leaving. The entire break-in happened in under a minute, which is probably why these guys are stealing sex toys.
Right, because that's how long they lasted.
Right, that's, yeah. they didn't bother with any of the leather garb in the back, and they didn't check for money behind the sales counter, because behind the sales counter is where I keep the money. So if you want to, you know, come back for the German stuff, you can pick that up while you're here.
Yeah, might as well.
They just wanted the Buzz toys. That's weird. Huh. Are you picky? Is that like waste not
what
want
not?
What
are Buzz toys? You is just, that just vibrators?
A little something I just made up. Waste not want not. Yeah, like, and you're running away with this shit. Do you think they're just running down the street with bags? They're all going...
fucking going nuts.
Like, hey, Bill, your bags vibrate. What the fuck? Should have went for that German stuff. Put it in a brown paper bag. Mm. Quote, how do you get rid of vibrators? Give them to your friends. Oh, now she's making jokes. Hey, that's fine. Join in. This is the jam hole, bitch. Yeah. We got room. You own a porn shop? You should give us stuff, and then we can sell it. We should go rob a porn store and then sell... Okay, now hold on. Are you with me here?
Okay, wait, hold on.
We're going to go rob the porn store.
Okay, right now?
Well, when we're done with the show.
Okay.
And then we'll sell the stuff we steal. And that way, everything is pure profit.
Okay.
You get how that works? But... like, if you get something for nothing and sell it for money.
Right.
That's all, like, money you make. That's plus sign, dollar
plus
sign.
Plus all the way.
Money.
Yeah, right. Wow. But if you're going to do that, why wouldn't you steal stuff that was worth more money?
Like money? That's behind the sales counter?
Or that even.
I don't know.
But stealing an object that's worth a lot of money is probably easier than stealing money itself at times.
Or stealing dildos.
Right.
Big market for those in your neck of the woods.
And you didn't even touch the German stuff.
I know.
I mean, that's where it's at, apparently.
Or the leather. Jesus. Yeah. What are you doing? Rabbits, really? Those are like the 40-year-old.
They don't even know what they're doing.
Do you know? That's awesome.
They have no idea.
Your wives must suck.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
She's considering increasing the security outside the store and not leaving money behind the sales desk. With a neighboring shopkeeper, the video that was taken inside the store might not help because the area of the display case is dark. And all the lights were off. And it's almost impossible to identify the thieves. It's already been a brutal week for Cody. How really brutal? How brutal? You work in a porn store that you own. Like, how brutal is your... Oh, man, I got to get these sheep ordered. I got to stock more fucking rabbits now.
So much to do.
The German stuff is getting expensive. We're getting gouged German stuff,
man.
Dude. Holy Christ. Do you oh, man, that sucks. I would consider increasing security, too.
Mm, word.
Some of the toys, like the chin-strapped accommodator, are too valuable just to shake off. She's trying to stay positive, thinking about products that the thieves didn't take, such as the Hitachi magic wand or the hanging sex swing. He's making hanging sex swing motions.
Right.
We need cameras. God damn it.
So we need t-shirts and hoodies too.
I know, that's first priorities. See,
come on.
I need to get hypnotized so I can focus.
Get your priorities straight.
Cop showed up yesterday to take a report. Who gives a shit? She made an emergency order for more vibrators yesterday, so don't worry, folks. If you went there and there wasn't any because they got stolen,
come back tomorrow.
She made an order. She made an emergency order for more vibrators yesterday.
People are in need.
This is an emergency.
This is a public service, really.
What was that?
The cables.
Oh, okay. That freaked me out for a minute.
It's done that like eight times.
I was
times.
About to go, Kenny!
It's done that like eight times. Oh, okay.
So. She made emergency order. Yeah. Quote, you just have to swallow it.
Toy 6 says, we're getting gouged by these fist dildos.
And one for you.
Yes.
That's how... I want to work for this news agency. You end your fucking news piece with the quote, you just have to swallow it.
Oh, God.
She said. Oh, man.
Wow.
She's kind of cute.
I don't know. Yeah.
For
a ding for that.
Yeah. For the C News reporter.
Yeah.
A ding for Ottawa. All right. What do you got for us? Episode 97.
This thing's going to go out like as I'm reading the story. I know it.
Really? Here, I'll fix it. You read.
It's going to get worse.
Go Team Venture. Hey. Hey. Do the Team Venture. Yeah. Didn't it?
This one's called Frisky Moose Picks Unlikely Partner. People attending a conference at the Windsor Institute got a surprise Wednesday as a moose decided one of their pickup trucks was really attractive.
Oh, Mike Dumb. Sexy.
Yeah, like it wants to have sex
not
with it.
Because it's a moose and it doesn't know what the... Right. It's doing.
Mike
Christ.
Dunbar, owner of the business, said the moose got really amorous with a red Ford F-150 owned by one of his...
Hey, Bill.
What?
Give me a word for fucking. Amorous?
Amorous?
All right.
That's a good one.
Wait, really, dude? Amorous? It's a moose.
Wow.
What, did it have flowers? And
he just said it was horny or something.
It was getting all amorous on my shit.
Jesus. It bought me dinner first. Don't worry.
Oh, well, that's cool. Did it pick up the tab?
Possibly. I pulled in this morning and at first thought there was a horse in the driveway, but then realized it was a moose, Dunbar said.
Do you think he was like, the fuck is that?
Yes. It kind of circled the truck. It put one leg up and then a second front leg. After a few minutes, it became obvious what was going on.
It's obvious. Wait, hold on. At what point did it become obvious?
Once it started rubbing its dick.
About the point its big, this big, like, alien-looking thing came out from its... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Red rocket, bro, ham.
Wow. The people here for classes came outside and started taking pictures.
Yeah.
Why would you want to take a picture of that?
Did it go a little something like, dude, this is going up on YouTube.
I'm posting this on my MySpace.
Word. Oh, this would be sweet on MySpace.
Yes.
Super sweet.
The guy who owned the truck kept beeping his alarm, hoping it would scare it off, but I guess the moose thought it was the call of the wild.
What is the call of the wild?
Don't
1-800 hot deuce.
Oh,
we want to get your rocks off. We got the hottest studs with the biggest cock. Oh, that's like, so. Oh man, that, yeah.
God, what a sweet last name, Dunbar.
Dunbar. Hey, Bill, you got more of them Dunbars?
Exactly. It sounds like some, I don't know. Dunbar said the moose eventually wandered off, leaving embarrassed owner Michael Speck with a scratched up truck.
Yes.
It fucked his shit up.
And do you think it was all sticky and shit?
Oh, God. Just
you,
covered.
Oh, man. Like,
it's terrible. You
if it's anything like those horses in those horse fucking videos.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen those? You know what I mean. Like, they fucking... That's like a fire hose and shit. That knocks
lot.
Women over.
Didn't they do that on Jackass?
Yeah.
And then he drank it.
Like, could you imagine that all over the bumper of your car and like all in the
just
fucking tongue. Tailpipe and shit, just dripping hot
God.
Moose cum?
That's so gross.
Oh, man. That is good stuff.
It's a nice truck, red, very pretty, Specs said, laughing. It was interesting. I feel very blessed.
Hey, who the fuck is Girlface?
I don't know.
She just comes in here and she's like, it's Friday, why aren't you all having fun?
What?
We're having fun? What
Jesus.
The fuck? Is this
Are
is this
you
not
having
fun?
Fun?
Not after the story from Wednesday's show. Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Why are you here? Are you not having fun?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I got ditched by my friends.
So
we're
so
gonna
I
have a MySpace party. No big deal.
Yeah. Just a little thing we got going on.
So was that it for that story?
Yeah.
Did they arrest the moose
no,
at least?
It wandered off.
It just wandered off. They're yes. like, all right. Later.
See ya.
Smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Smoking a camel. A moose walks into a bar. All right. Well, we should probably do some Clue and then get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Let's see
probably.
What the clue is. Let's see what our Clue goo is.
Is there a Clue? Is there
There's
a Clue?
There's two clues.
Is there Clue?
This region Clue is...
Hold on. Explain the game, my man.
Do we ever?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
I try to.
Do it.
Wow, you know what? Never mind.
All right.
This is dumb. Don't even worry about it. You can just fast forward like the next fucking till the end of the show.
No, I'm sure they know.
They know. Okay.
They know. But you can do it for the new listeners.
Okay, well, if there's any new listeners, yes. like Girlface, this is a game we play that's fun. And
it
basically, thejamhole.com/forums, you go to Raging Clue and you find a most disgusting whatever, anything. You can find anything.
It doesn't even have to be disgusting.
This is how
you want to throw it, make it really fucked
right,
up.
This is how good at the game we are. You find any picture out there and then you give us a clue. And then we have to guess what the picture is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want. Lately, it has been...
shocking images.
How do you say dicks and vaginas and holes in people's faces?
God,
and,
that one was terrible.
And semen omelets. That was a good one. That was effed up junk.
That was bad.
All right, what's the first... How many are there?
Two.
All right, then what is the first raging glue?
Massage my snake.
Really? My guess is gonna have to be...
I think a guy...
A guy jacking off another guy? Survey says!
Or like, I imagine it's like maybe a snake biting, hanging off of a guy's dick or something.
Maybe it's Jake the Snake Roberts in SummerSlam 85.
<Really?
laughs> Dude, I was 5 years old and I remember...
Okay,
seriously though, I'm gonna have to say it's a dude jacking off another dude.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. No, hold on. It's a dude jacking off another dude, but it's not a dude, it's a chick with a penis. That's
really?
My guess. Or it's a chick.
Wow, that's creative, Matt.
This is what I think about all day.
Really?
It's great. It's a chick jacking off a dog, but there's a dude.
What
two
is the dude
dudes
doing there?
Eiffel towering a dog eating out a chick, but it's not a chick. It's a dude with a vagina.
What?
That's my guess. Hit me with it.
Okay.
Please. It's
a picture
of a hot Asian chick with a snake,
and
on
she
her.
Has no legs.
Oh, whoa! I didn't even see that. Holy shit! It looks like
that's
feet. It looks
fuck.
Like she's got little feet,
dude. That's not feet.
That's. Is it weird that maybe that's hot? Like, do you know
I
what you could
find
do?
It. I knew it wasn't hot the second time.
You were like, huh?
I was like, why are you saying that's hot?
So,
Don't know. And she has a snake tattoo on her stomach.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What if you cut them off a little further up and she was like just a vagina with arms and boobs and a snake on her?
All you would have to do is remove her vocals cords and you'd have the best girlfriend in the
ever.
World.
A little red, like a red wagon thing you could yeah. just pull her around in.
Exactly.
That's awesome. You could get her a little fucking hover around.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh
just
my
leave
God,
it at home.
Dude. And she's Asian? Is she still Asian?
If you want her to
Does
be.
Does she still have the snake?
I don't know.
All right.
I guess if you want it.
All right. What? Wow. What is the next clue?
Kitty.
Kitty. Is that it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is 26.
Wow. It's
Kitty.
26.
It's even spelled like it sounds.
I'm going to have to say... It's gonna be a vagina doing something.
Really, it could
Kitty,
be, or
pussy,
it could be an
vagina.
Actual cat, but something really fucked up happening. Like someone's having sex with it.
Maybe
or something.
It's a lolcat's picture. You ever seen Lolcats?
No, what's that?
Like, I can has more...
What?
Pie? I don't know. Those pictures where... Like, it's so... It's dumb. It's cat... Their faces doing, like, weird things are photoshopped with, like, a little caption that's
really?
Like, I can has more pie. Like, it's... I don't know. I don't You'd know. Have to see it to... Whatever.
I'm going. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, it's a cat getting its head... bashed in with a hammer. Holy shit,
that's
dude.
So bad.
What's worse is that we're
Jesus.
Laughing at it, because that's
I can't believe that that's like that's worse.
Wow, dude,
that's
did
worse
you make
than anything so far.
Did you make that?
That's so bad.
That's awesome. Kind of. I don't know.
That's I find that more disgusting than any of the other ones we've ever had.
You know what,
had.
Though? Honestly. Because
I like kitties.
I do, too, but I felt like that sometimes.
Really?
With this cat. Like, I just
but
grab
the hammer.
I would
never actually be able to do that.
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
know.
I might feel that way, but I'm not going to do it.
I would probably take her out, like, up to my mom's house and shoot her
really?
In the face before I...
Boom!
Well, just because that's all,
and then
you know?
You can make a clip like that out of it.
Just, like, stop-motion fucking gunshot
yes.
kitty head exploding.
God, that's
Paulo
terrible.
Says, oh, my God, 26. That's awful.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty bad, dude.
Yeah.
Especially if you made that. Did you make that? Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
Word.
Great balls, my friend, of fire. Great fireballs. So do you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Nay.
Nay? All right.
Should we just say nay instead of no all the time?
Nay? What's nay? You know, like negative? Yeah. Ghost Rider?
Or we can say neg.
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 That sounds too much like nig, which is short for nigger.
Right.
And that's, as we all know,
right.
you're not supposed to.
Of all people to be, like, getting that confused with.
Right.
It's probably bad.
That's why we call it slug nug and not slug nig. You know? All right. Well, as usual, please and thank you to everyone that has donated for t-shirts. October 22nd. Before that, they're $10. After that, they're $15 if you want a sweatshirt. TheJamHole.com/donate. We'll have them. We'll be cool. They'll have, like, our names on them and shit, and, like, our numbers. Because this is a team. This is a team effort. We couldn't do Raging Clue without them. We wouldn't have the forums without them, you know? We give them funny. They build us shit. Maybe send us stuff to our P.O. Box. 365. What the fuck is it? It's on thejamhole.com/forums. That's all that matters. If you guys have a Twitter and you were like, hey, show starts at 7. I'm here at 7. Show's not on. What the F?
Or you
know? You
could have gone to our website and went
did
to the
you,
Listen Live
did
page.
Did you do that? Really?
I did,
see,
yes.
I, usually I don't do that. I just Twitter it. So you guys are lucky.
There was in two places.
Consider that a favor
yes.
to them,
it
not
won't
you.
Happen again
right.
that
so,
often.
Twitter.com/jamhole. MySpace.com/jamholepodcast. YouTube.com/jamhole. Everything's on thejamhole.com. Just go there. I'm sick of saying this shit. Email us info@thejamhole.com. If you need any help, I will help you. What do you need?
Help.
Dude, my girlfriend's a cunt. She's cheating on me. I know it. What should I do? I will help you. How many people did that just describe?
Everyone.
Like, pick a fucking six-figure number.
Yeah.
And that's how many. info@thejamhole.com. We're here to help. We will be back Monday. For episode 98, then we'll be back Wednesday for episode 99.
Oh, my God. That's going to be... I think 99 might be better than 100, even.
They always say the anticipation
yes.
is always better than the payoff.
The show before
then
will be even crazier.
The money shot, if you will.
Right.
Will you? Or do I need the chloroform?
Yeah. What?
What?
Huh? What are you talking
we'll talk
about?
To you guys Monday, 7 p.m., probably.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
This time.
Bye-bye.